From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. He was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, with his talents, his genius, and his great endless scientific ability, has proven the luminous reality adopted by the Shia that an Imam must be the most aware and virtuous one of the people of his time. And it has also proven that the one who has more knowledge than anyone else must be the Imam, regardless of whether he is young or old. Allah the Almighty has provided the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, with knowledge, wisdom, and sound judgment, similar to how Allah provided the prophets of the past with these same concepts and qualities. Truly, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam has shown this reality to all of the world.
Parts of Ziyarah text of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back to your listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. We find that at the time of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the Islamic world was being infiltrated by new philosophical and theological thoughts. Not only was philosophy and theology becoming widespread amongst the Muslims, and then the Muslims themselves were coming up with new ideas and new opinions based upon this philosophical and theological infiltration, but we also see that on the other hand, the Imams very fervently and with a lot of ardor and zest, they pushed forth and explained the concepts of nubuwa, prophethood, and imamat, the leadership, and of course, tawhid, the Islamic monotheism. What we have of pure Muhammadan Islam today is based upon the teachings of these Ahlul Bayt, including the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. And so in one such instance where a person asked a question about Tawheed, about Islamic monotheism, about Allah and the oneness of Allah, we find that Hussein bin Sa'id had asked Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, is it possible to say that Allah is a being, a thing? In the Arabic, the word that was used was shay. Now shay can be a thing, it can be a being, it can be a it. And so in response, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says, yes, you can call Allah a being, a shay, when excluding Allah from two limits. And so, of course, Al-Husayn bin Sa'id asked, what are these two limits? And Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said, the first limit that you must exclude Allah from is the limit of ta'til, or stripping Allah of his attributes, meaning Allah with no attributes. That is one thing that we cannot limit Allah to. And the second limit which we must include Allah from is the limit of tashbih, or similitude, or comparison, or making Allah similar to something else. And so here we get these two very powerful limits that must be excluded from Allah. One of them, of course, being this limit of stripping Allah away from his attributes, for the attributes of Allah and Allah are one. They are inseparable, even though the word separable cannot be used for Allah. And the second limit is the limit of tashbih. Comparison, similitude. We cannot compare Allah to anything. We cannot compare Allah to a creature, or we cannot compare Allah to something that is in our imagination. For Allah can only be said to be Allah. And if we are to truly understand Allah, then the only way to do so is via the Qur'an and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first. His imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth imam. What is zinat? Beauty. But let's go to the hadith of the imam, where imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. Khafzul jinah zinatul ilm. Humbleness is beauty of knowledge. Knowledge is one of the most precious gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is only a danger with it, and that is arrogance. And this is where Imam is saying, khafzul jinah. The literal meaning of these words, khafzul jinah, means to lower your wings. It's a symbol for humility. That when a person has knowledge, you know, he basically has to become humble in presence of the people. Especially if you look at the Islamic adab, Islamic, you know, manners and character. In Islamic institutions of learning, this is very much emphasized. A great scholar will never ever call himself an alim. No, it's considered to be a sign of arrogance to call yourself an alim.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.